Hello.
Hi, Hildo.
Yeah.
It's Nidhi Medina. How are you?
I'm good. I was waiting.
Okay, I wasn't sure if this was a good time to call you back. I give you a little bit of time. Okay. So you said that the card that you're using, it's got
no,
the name.
It's good now. Yeah.
Okay. But you said that the name on the card is I space Moreno and then Dos, D-O-S space Santos, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then is the billing address for that card the same 125 Buttonwood Street, apartment 2? Okay.
Yep.
And is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It's a debit. MasterCard.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see here. What's the card number when you're ready?
The number is 5114.
5114.
Yeah. 1300.
1300.
0214.
0214.
2187.
2187. When does it expire?
Zero eight twenty six.
And what's the CVV code on the back?
Is a 734.
Okay. So before we make the payment, I'm going to walk you through, Hildo, it's called a voice verification recording, okay? It's going to Outliner Service Agreement, and it's an added form of protection for you that we will send in writing with your invoice, okay? It's going to go over the billing date. It's going to go over everything in detail, okay? But when I'm walking you through it, Hildo, if there is something, okay, that you don't understand, I want you to say, what does that mean? And then I'm going to explain it, and then I will repeat it, okay?
Yeah.
I want to make sure, Hildo, that you have a firm understanding and that it's clear for you before we make your payment. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. So I'm going to turn on the recording, Hildo, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash. And it's an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please say the name of your business.
Right now?
Yes, please.
Moreno Penton.
Please state your name and title within the business. So you're going to please say your name.
I have to say that?
Yes, please. Please state what your name is. What is your name?
My company name or my name?
Your name.
Hildo.
Hildo. What's your last name, Hildo? Your name is Hildo
Santos.
Okay. And Hildo, what is your title in the company? Are you the owner? Are you the president of the company? What is your title?
I'm the owner.
Okay, thank you. Hildo, Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Ildo, are you an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, Ildo, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised, Ildo, that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Ildo, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash? Okay.
Yes.
Now, Ildo, keep in mind, you might get a phone call from another company that might try to sell you another product. We will never call you to ask you for more money, so they're not associated with Local Splash, okay? So just keep that in mind. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, Ildo, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, and just what this means, too, is that we're not saying you can't do additional marketing, but before you do, Ildo, just give us a call so that way we can make sure we're not already providing you that service. We don't want you to spend more money if you don't need to, okay?
Yeah.
Now, Ildo, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, August 24th, 2022, in the non-refundable amount of $149. This is a two-month verbal agreement. So your next payment will be made on September 24th, 2022, in the discounted amount of $149. Okay?
Yep.
This is a recurring payment. So when your term is completed, your agreement's going to automatically renew each month on the 24th day in the discounted amount of $149. Ildo, you may discontinue or suspend your agreement at any time by contacting client support. So you're going to call customer service 877-635-6225.
Let me write the number. Can I write the number down?
Okay, and it's also the number that I sent to you in the text, but let me know when you're ready to write it.
Ah, okay. What is the number?
877-635-6225.
Yeah. 6225. Yeah.
Yes. And when you hear the recording, just press number 8. Okay?
Number 8 before this number?
No, when you dial that phone number and it rings and you start hearing the recording, hit number 8.
Okay, 877 like that.
Yes, 877-635-6225. Mm-hmm. And then when you hear the recording, then hit number 8. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, to prevent charges, Ildo, for your next month of service, please make sure to contact customer service at least 3 business days before your next billing is due so that you're not incurring any charges, okay?
Yeah.
Do you understand, Ildo, and agree to these renewals?
Yeah.
And cancellation terms. Go ahead. What's your question?
So you say customer can they can call me then.
Customers are going to call you directly, but if you're going to cancel or suspend your account, you need to call customer service 3 business days before the 24th. Okay?
Okay, yeah.
That's what that means. Okay, but your customers, when they see you on Google, they're going to call you directly. Okay?
Yeah.
Because they're
going
to click on your number. Now, Ildo, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to update your package, Ildo, and then I'm going to process the payment, okay? You're going to get a receipt sent to your email, and we're going to send it to you also in a text message, okay? And then I do want to schedule, so the next step that we're going to do, Ildo, we are going to schedule an appointment for you, okay, for your client interview. You're going to speak with one of our technicians. Okay, they are going to talk to you about the website that we're building. They're going to talk to you about everything in detail. You know, if you have pictures, where to send them. Okay, so Ildo, I tried to process the payment and finance came back and said there's insufficient funds. You just deposited money, right?
Yeah, the bank told me if someone sending me over $680, it's okay.
Do you have $149 in the bank?
No.
Okay.
I don't have it, but
okay,
you dropped it.
Okay, because it came back. And it says that it's insufficient, so the bank's not approving it. So when do you think, so they didn't approve it. So when do you think you'll have the money?
Friday.
Friday. Okay, why don't we do this, Ildo? I'm going to call you on Friday to make sure that you have the money in the bank before we process your payment. And then we'll finish up everything on Friday. Okay?
Yeah. Because
okay,
I was there. He told me they withdraw $680. I have to pay them. But.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So I'm going to call you on Friday so we can make sure that you have the money in the bank. And then we'll process your payment and finish up the notes.
Yes.
Okay. We will do that. Okay.
Because I have withdrawn $168. That's why that happened.
Oh, okay. Got it. Okay. So I will give you a call on Friday then. Okay. And then we'll make sure on Friday that the money's there so we can process your payment and then we'll finish up the rest of the account. Okay.
Yeah. Friday you told me 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. Okay, I'll put on my calendar to call you at 1 o'clock. Okay, perfect. We will do that then, okay?
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you, Ildo. I'll talk to you on Friday at 1.
Okay, me too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah. Uh-huh.